Hey everyone, it's Ayana.
And this is Delilah, and we're the non-corporate girls. What's up? Welcome to episode 14.
Pushing through.
We are. This has been an interesting last couple of days. I mean, at least it's a short week. We have Monday off.
Yeah, I guess, but you already know that once it's a four-day week, it really feels like a six-day week because it just feels longer. That's than a five-day week.
That is very true.
Even though I must say that I do feel like this week has been flying by, but not enough.
Well, like the episode, it's a process.
And welcome to our theme for the day.
Yes, and it really is a process. Everything is a process. When you're trying to own a home, there's a process before that happens. If you're trying to learn how to drive a car, first you need to get your permit, then you get your license, then, you know, everything in life is a process. So that being applied to, you know, things that we're working on, mm-hmm. Last week was amazing. Remember, we had our day of wellness.
We were on a high last week. I think
Friday was like
lit.
It was so like
it was really
first
good.
Of all, we had an agenda that we didn't even get to get through, mm-hmm. because it was like, if anything we learned is that there's so much work to be done on, like, you know, the operations.
I think we're aligned, yes.
Yeah, the back end. So, like, we, you know, when you put that on paper and you see it, then you know what steps you need to take to accomplish the process.
AKA, starting a business is a lot of motherfucking work.
It's a lot of work, and you need to know what, like, you know, as far as funding, what the costs are going to be. And it's exciting to say that we do have a third person on board.
Yes, we do have a third person on board.
So shout out to Angie Bay.
Shout out to Angie Bay from Den Consulting Group. You know, she's going to come on board and help non-corporate girls rise to the top.
Yeah, she's like our business manager, our third eye,
yes.
Our voice of reason.
Yes.
The non-creative who's like letting us know if...
She's clear.
Yeah.
She has clarity.
So it's dope to have her perspective, and it just meshed so well. She came in towards the ending of like our
retreat,
and you know, we shared the ideas, and she seems so much aspiration, like, you know, gave us so much aspiration for what this could
become.
She
believes in the vision, so that's the first step, right?
Before the vision was even like
clear.
Clarified. Yeah, clear.
She, so, like, to have someone like see the vision helps us, because we see that we're living it, but like she's putting it into words for us, which is really good, and yeah. It's just helping us all have some clarity and know what our next steps are and what we need to do,
and
know?
We're so close to it that sometimes, yeah. You know, we're invested in a way that's like, not saying that we don't understand when something is a bad, yeah. idea or not a good, but like we're close to it, so at least if somebody else is like, oh, but you could add this, or
yeah.
instead try this, I mean, like, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, we need other eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that comes along with collaboration, right?
It does.
So I actually went to an event today, mm-hmm. and so, okay, me and Delilah both went to events today, but two different events.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, one of the events I went to, or the event I went to today, the girl talked about how collaboration is the new networking, and that really stood out to me because it's true. I mean, I have never phrased it that way, and now I will, but it is true. Collaboration is the new networking. Like, when you go to networking events, you're going to networking events to figure out how you can have people in your community, how you and someone else can have the same goals, or you guys can visualize the same things, or they can provide alternatives, or whatever it is, but you guys are collaborating on something. It could be anything. It could be as minimal as a beauty regimen,
yes.
but you're still going to meet people to bring them into your world. And vice versa, you know, that's what it's all about. I thought that was so dope.
That is. Who were the panelists?
Career Contessa and Emily from Six Degree Society.
Nice.
But it was more like a conversation. So I mean, it was more.
It was very, yeah.
Yeah.
Not informal, but more like let's dialogue.
Yeah. It was super casual, but you know, a couple of highlights that got pulled out of it, and I just thought the whole collaboration is a new networking thing is dope. Like, that's exactly what it is. So how was your event?
Well, the event that I went to was super dope. You know, I love anything skincare and beauty, so I definitely gravitated
to
that way.
To the point where, like, Britney So this is a total sidebar, but Brittany, like, Delilah was supposed to come to the event I was at, but she couldn't make it because she had to go to this other event. And Brittany was like, you know, like, I totally get why she's at the other event, because that's her world. She needed to be there.
And, the, you know, the event that Ayana went to was super fashion focused. Like, you know, it was Rebecca Minkoff. So I was like, we're both where we need to be, and we need to divide and conquer. And then we get to both tell you, like, the both experiences.
Yeah.
So the event I went to was hosted by Kiehl's at the Bloomingdale's location, and they had a panel with Daniel, the co-founder of 430, and Sarah, she's the co-founder of Everyday People, which I've been a fan of and been wanting to go to one of the events. Like, I'm always hearing those.
Wait, you've never been to Everyday People?
I've never been to Everyday People event. There was just one this past Monday, which shout out to Onaka, who I met at the event too, and she is super dope. She was telling me about the event. I was like, oh my god, I need to definitely go to the next one.
I didn't know you. I've been to a couple of them.
So that is like super dope. We did a boomerang together. We got to chop it up. And the panel was basically Step Into Summer. So they spoke about like their skincare regimens, mm-hmm. and how, like, you know, living a busy life as an entrepreneur, just like, you know, having a lot of things on your plate, you still have to take time for, like, self-care. Yeah, and definitely. Self-care has to do... There's many facets to self-care. Like,
so many.
One of the things that stood out was, like, Daniel said, his mom always said, you have to look as good on the outside as you do on the inside.
Yes.
And that has to do with, like, eating well, mm-hmm. sleeping properly. Like, anybody could tell you, I am not an advocate of team no sleep. I need my hours of rest. And it just shows in your appearance when you don't sleep well. It shows in your productivity, because you don't have, like, a fully functioning brain that can operate. Like,
it really
this
does.
Teenager life that we once lived, it dwindles as
and
the years
as someone
go by.
Who I'm not team no sleep either, but I don't get as much sleep as Delilah gets. But it definitely shows in your productivity. Mm-hmm. Like, it really does. Like, you be slouching in the morning. Especially this week, I found myself needing way more coffee. And I drink coffee every day, but I try to, like, balance out my Starbucks and regular coffee.
Right,
I've been, like, getting my triple shots every day. Like, I've been, like,
I'm not a coffee drink at all.
I can't even. You already know. Like, I went to the meditation studio with my coffee.
About that meditation class.
Oh, my
wasn't
God.
It everything in
it
life?
It was everything.
Like, so, you know, meditation is usually, like, a part of it is, like, speaking to you, giving you the mantras that you're kind of, like,
exercises that you need to practice and, like, build into your routines.
Exactly. And, like, the message for that specific class
was,
it spoke direct. It was like,
it was
dear
so
Delilah,
apropos.
Dear Ayana.
Dear apropos. That's what it says. How appropriate are you today? Because
it
was about be bold and live your life.
And be comfortable. Like, do what makes you feel comfortable.
Yes.
That was another thing that, like, stood out to us. Like, this is what you need to do in your everyday life. Like, and, you know, going back to the event you just spoke to me about, a lot of the times we're making choices and living our lives because it's what other people want for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, for me, a really big change just came upon me this week. And, you know, the way I take it is different from the way, like, other people, my family or close friends, because I'm you could shake me up and I'm going to bounce back.
Of course.
Like, I'll find my balance. I find my way. Some people, you know, they just thrive off of stability and need things to be a certain way. Like, and you know what? Long are gone the times of people in our age group or people in general staying at a job for 20, 25 years. Like, I think when there's appropriate gaps in your resume or, like, you know, I don't think now it's frowned upon if you have different jobs within a year.
Yeah.
Like, because we're searching
life
for
has
what
changed so much,
it has.
Especially the career field.
It's like, how you convey that story.
It's, you know, like, what you're saying. So two things. One thing that you said, I agree with completely about the type of person you are and type of person, like, your family could be. And that's all about perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you perceive yourself and what you're doing is very different from how they're going to perceive it. And also, there's a lot of things that come into play. Like, you know, they're older.
Right.
They're traditional.
That's what I'm saying. The times of staying in a job for 20 years.
It's just different. But, however, something I did learn from this event today, too, that they didn't tell me. I just, like, realized it. was that, you know, you and I, like, our, like, resumes are, like, fucking eclectic, okay? We got mad shit going on. And, like, it's, like, some, like, gone are the days where you're, like, damn, like, maybe, like, this is too much. Or,
right, like I got to tone it down.
Like, what? Like, yeah, like, why? How did I do this to do that? But now it's, like, nah, like, I have all this experience to offer. You know, whether you want it or not.
And I can fit on so many, I can fit on so many teams. Like, depending in retrospect what the project is, there's something I can contribute on
across the board.
Yeah, across the board. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm on the creative side, whether I'm strategizing, like I've done many aspects.
And
of
that
this.
Just comes with you realizing your strengths, mm-hmm. and what you can bring to the table. You know, because even though gone are the days where people may not frown upon the gaps and things like that, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, there are still companies that you kind of got to prove to them that your these skills are transferable. This is what I can do, or this is where I belong.
Because they literally are trying to box you.
Yeah.
This is our gripe. This is why we're non-corporate girls.
This is our gripe.
Like,
yes.
You need to think bigger, because even for yourself, like, you know, longevity in a role, if you can help the role to evolve as I evolve, I'm going to be a better employee to you and add value. As to where I'm evolving and this role is very limiting, there's nothing here for me now. And so now there's going to be a learning curve with the next person right. you bring on board. Whereas if this position could have grown as I'm growing, I could have offered value to your, you know,
right.
to your job.
It's like looking at whatever. It like your life, right? Mm-hmm. As in our lives, we want to have love. We want to have relationships. We want to have money. We want to have career. In your job, you need a lot of different aspects to make you flourish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the tree.
It is the
and
tree.
You're like the seed at your job, and then you want to continue to learn things, you want to continue to put yourself out there,
and
you
planting.
Want to continue to have your strengths be acknowledged and for your team to support you and where you need to go.
And all of that is a what? A process. Right?
Everything's a process.
It is. And it just fascinates me how it really does fascinate me how you just in a role where, like, that is not supported. It's just not.
I'm just laughing because you're like, and that is what? A process.
It is. It's so crazy.
It's horrible. And, you know, like, I mean, we'll talk about that later. Anyway. So, yeah. So, you know that you have some amazing skills and you have new journeys coming mm-hmm. your way, right?
Which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And I met today some really dope girls. One mm-hmm. of them, her name is Kia. She's a YouTuber. The other one is Onaka. She does wellness and, like, fitness things. And everybody is just, like, grinding. Like, everybody has a dope story.
Everybody.
And the setup of this event was cool because it was, like, seated. But, you know, most likely, unless you came with someone, you're going to sit next to somebody, you know.
Right.
So I'm always the person to introduce myself mm-hmm. and, like, you know, start the talking. So Onaka, it was just like me and her were catching up like long lost friends. And she's really cool. But wait, you know what? I gotta tell you.
What? Tell me.
So I was telling Onaka how, like, cause she, first of all, she was loving non-corporate girls and how, like, you know,
everything,
topic,
the
everything
message.
About it, the
okay.
whole message. So I'm telling her, she was like, you know, how did that come about? Whatever. So I was like, during Fashion Week, and we probably said this story in the first episode, but I'll remind you guys again. During Fashion Week, we were asked, like, what do? We met some girl there, and me and Ayana looked at each other like, well, we do a lot of things, you know? And then Ayana just came out with the first, she was like, we're non-corporate girls. And I looked at her, I was like,
oh, we had like an aha moment.
Yes.
And we were like, let's write that down. Let's
we
write
needed
that down.
To, and at that point, I don't even think it equated to podcast.
No, it didn't.
It was just like, this needs to be something because non-corporate. Like, this is what, if there's anything that we are, is a non-corporate girl. So, whatever, long story short, tell me how the gentleman who did the event for the Fashion Week show,
yeah.
he was sitting right in front of me. At the Kiehl's event.
Did you, like,
I spoke to him. Yeah. He remembered me. He gave me a hug. He gave me his card.
That guy. I
the
remember
guy.
Him.
Remember
yeah,
that he was on all of that? You know exactly what
he
I'm talking
like,
about.
Like, don't sit there.
Yeah. Okay, so basically okay. what he did was a pop-up shop during Fashion Week
yes.
with an Italian brand at the store in Soho. Mm-hmm. And it was just funny because that was the day when the idea, like, of the podcast, you know, not
That's
the podcast,
so
but it was just so crazy. And
circle.
I introduced her to him. And he told me he's working on some new projects. So he's looking for some spaces. So, like, yeah, we're going to keep... He was
okay,
like, please,
okay.
connect with me because I didn't have a card to give him, but he had his card. I was like, don't worry, I'll definitely reach out because the fact that I'm bumping into you now,
it's
like
a sign.
Now we're in episode 14. Sign. And yeah, it was just crazy.
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm so glad I remember.
Oh, I'm glad you remember too. That's a moment.
That's a moment. That was a great story. And that was it was a just
great,
like,
we have
I was
a like, really great
and
story.
I told him, I was like, the day that I was at your event, that was when the idea for the podcast, like, you know, non-corporate girls, that was when the idea.
What did he say?
He was like, that's amazing. He was like, I gotta listen.
Oh my God.
So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna email you and I'll send you everything.
Yay! That's so exciting.
Yep.
So basically, you know, we've been going through some processes.
We have. And just seeing other people going through their process because we're all in different pages in our own books.
Yeah.
You know? That's why they say you can't compare journeys because some people are in chapter eight and I'm on page one.
But it's hard. It's hard. Mm-hmm. But you can't. I mean, but that's like social media, you know? Like, you can't. You just can't.
I mean, even at the venue was at, it was like, the grass is not greener on the other side. People, like,
it's
my
so
thing
true.
Is, like, you shouldn't take it so literal because I would be, like, I am not here to promote all the sadness and, like, we all go through stuff. Like, everybody's going through shit. Like, it happens.
We all got hard
but
knock lives.
Who, like, I'm telling you, I would unfollow your ass if everything you're putting is on some depressing ass shit. Because, you know, these are vibes that, whether it's what you read, where you're at, where you go, who you chill with.
Yeah.
You need to create a space of good and positive vibes. Whether or not you're going through stuff, it's fine, but if you're still surrounded about the positivity, it's easier to come out of that rut. Remember, we spoke about ruts.
Yeah.
So ruts, you remain in ruts when you stay around people that keep you in those ruts.
And we're not saying to put a facade up. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that we all go through shit. We probably have negative things happen every day. But are you gonna look at the negative every day, or are you gonna look at some of the positive?
Right.
And if you are posting shit, we ask that you post the positive.
Exactly. And post the positive one, but also it's like, it doesn't make sense that everybody's putting the negative.
Yeah,
this is what we're trying to move away from.
Yeah, like, and especially with social, like, you only get, like, a certain window to post. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get, like, what? On Twitter, you got your 154 characters, whatever. You know, you got your image on Instagram. Like, what you posting? But, you know, you said something that made me think of something else. Process. What was you saying? Damn, it will come back to me.
I hope so. I hate when that happens.
I know. And it was so good. And I was... What was I going to say? I don't remember. Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah. That's what we're saying. Is there anything we want to talk about today on Off the Record? I don't really think there's too much going on.
There's not. There was just two things, but we didn't really delve in it because we're in the habit of always...
We'll mention it.
Yeah, we'll mention it. And just so that you guys know that we're in the know and we're up on the up and up. So two things were, one was the, I don't want to say his name, but the guy who was our president, you know, him. He was coming at a comedian,
Kathy Griffin,
because she put an appalling photo of him beheaded, looking all bloodied up, and was fired from CNN. Which, you know, there's two, not that there's two sides to every story, but there's two, like, opinions of people that are like, how, like, you know, it should be
she
public,
was fired
it should be
from
free speech.
CNN?
Yeah,
I thought she was fired from. I mean, not. I'm. I don't know. If you,
well, she's a. I know she was fired. New Year's thing.
I know she was fired. Yes, that's what. I,
yeah,
so that's
CNN.
On CNN. Oh, okay, okay.
So
I
she
wasn't
always
sure.
does for New Year's, like, you know, the countdown.
Yes, and she's been doing that for years.
Since 2007.
Right. Mm.
And so she got fired because they just felt like that was distasteful, and it was, you know, and people always give comedians the benefit of the doubt. But one of the opinions that stood out to me were that, yes, this is freedom of speech, which she has the right to, maybe the right platform. I don't even know if it was a bad platform, but it was more so like people are all high strung about this, but there has been so many other things that have been swept in the rug that, like, you know, this is not a reality. This was just a depiction of something.
Yeah, when we actually have people who are about to lose their health care, we actually have people who are...
And there's people overseas that are actually getting decapitated.
Right, like, these are real issues. Like,
it just confuses me what this world gets mad at and when it conveniences them to
be
mad
at
something.
It's all about convenience.
Like, everybody wants shit to fit their narrative.
It's all about convenience.
And Trump... Oh, I'm mad that I even said his name.
And he supports... that. He supports people fitting
and into. I just want somebody to take his fucking Twitter away because he is an ass.
He was like, what does he say? I'm appalled. I'm ashamed.
He was like,
Kathy Griffin.
Right. And, like, my son has to go through that. First of all, your son is out here killing animals and doing some off the wall shit.
Some Bates Motel shit.
Yeah. So, first of all, Peter needs to come for that.
Okay.
Ass.
Don't be Norman.
Yeah. So, don't, like, it just doesn't make sense. Anyways, moving on, I thought that people are just freaking interesting and like you never, and this is why you have to live life for yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you too skin, like another thing with Ashley Graham, when you know she was out with Obsessed With for last week. When I was writing the caption and featured her, people were upset at her that she's losing weight. And it's like, are you kidding me?
But she says the same thing that Gabrielle Soudé said, that Gabby Fresh has said.
You can never
she's
please
not
anybody.
Losing. She's losing weight to be healthy. Like she wants to be. She's toning herself and
but
being healthy.
But it doesn't matter.
It's not about her. Like it doesn't have anything to do with how she feels about herself.
They want to decrown her as like a plus size.
No.
Like you want to represent us.
She'll always be.
She's still gonna be
who
plus
she
size.
Is.
She's still
yeah,
size 14.
She's just. Trying to like you know get
but my
healthier.
Thing more than that to say is that if you too big you are an unhealthy person, you don't know how to eat well. If you too skinny
it's
like
all about
you malnourished. Like
yeah
you just and that's what I'm saying, you have to live for yourself because otherwise you're living to fit someone else's narrative that for them is not even a reality of themselves. Like they're trying to pose either their insecurities or how they feel what they feel they're lacking. Bring it upon you.
Oh, definitely.
So
don't ever let other people's bullshit stop you from doing you. Because people project all the time.
Yes, that's a great word, project. Like, fuck your projections and project them the fuck out of me.
Or, like, if you want to project, I can get you a screen. You know the screen? And you can do that there, right?
Exactly. But move, bitch. Get out the way. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad I always live my life for myself. I can like own that. I've made decisions with me and mine. Just me.
You have to. I've definitely lived my life for myself. I'm not sure where has got me all the time, but at least you know
you chose it. Yeah, like you can't blame nobody else at
but
this point.
But just I like to live life with no regrets.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. I've been called selfish at times because of that.
It is what it is.
I'll own it.
At the end of the day, you are the only person that's going to treat you the way you want to be treated, as good as you want to be treated. The people can come close to that, of course, like your spouse or whatever.
Yeah.
But you, how you feel and what you can do for yourself, nobody can do that for you.
Yeah. Because we all operate a different way, a specific way. So we want things done the way we want them.
Facts.
But yeah, so moving on, because we got real passionate.
This is why we don't talk about like politics too much on here, cause
no,
you know
this is not the podcast.
It's not the lane.
Like I'm over here trying to get this money, right? Make these businesses pop.
Yes,
but
okay.
And
then the other thing. Oh, so I what is it? I think I want to say it's LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm mistaking his name, do not sue me. Basketball's not my thing. But I think it was LeBron James that his house got vandalized, I believe. Again,
so
we didn't
sad.
Look too much into this, but I was actually listening to Angie Martinez today. And Chance the Rapper, like, she had mentioned that he had talked about it. And, you know, that is just really, like, messed up that they wrote the N-word on his house or wherever. And it's just like 2017. Who does that? Not only who does that, but, like, he's like LeBron James, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said it himself. He was like, you know, it just goes to show you don't matter how big you are, people still, you know.
They're still really mean people. Like, we're fortunate. It's like a gift and a curse living in New York.
Yeah.
Because we're so sheltered. Even though there's a melting pot of everything, we're really sheltered from what the real, like, middle
East,
of the country.
Yeah.
You know,
and
the middle of the country.
Middle America? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Like, it's crazy over there. So
crazy.
I'm glad that most of the people I know haven't been subjected to that, but there are many who have. And in this day and age, it's so sad because we do share a world. So it's just like for that mindset to still be the norm, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah,
and
it was
sad
really
that he
like,
had to go through that.
Yeah, it was really like fucked up. And it's like I hope they freaking catch. Like I hope, I don't know, if I didn't get to like again, I didn't read the whole story or anything, but I hope like. Did he have cameras? Like, I hope they catch the bastards.
Yeah. They need to pay. It's just intolerable.
Anyway, you know, that's what's... that's what's happening.
I cannot. I just wish, like, sometimes I wish our episodes were recorded because the shenanigans, the foolery, the debauchery that goes on with, like, my face gives it away.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh like that, but that was pretty funny. Anyways,
moving
on. So, hashtag obsessed with.
Yes, this week is fun.
This week is fun. Specifically because the girl we're about to talk about, we have the same name.
You do, and we got to meet her a couple of months ago. Maybe about two months ago.
When we went to the Power Brunch that we told you about in the past episode. Mm-hmm. So her name is Ayana Iman.
Beautiful name, by the way.
Beautiful name. Beautiful girl. Beautiful soul.
Beautiful presence. A beautiful vibe.
She is just everything. Dope.
And the reason I decided, we decided together, but I brought her up is because she's been popping up so much on my feed.
Yeah,
she's been
on
a roll
with her tour, right? Authentic Combos.
And she's been going to different locations and creating a space of just that authentic
of inclusive conversation
about different things. I'm not even sure what the topics are. I wish I could go to one of these. They've been outside of the state or like out of the way. I don't think she's done one in New York, but she is. So if you're interested, go to her page, Ayana Iman. She's trying to bring it to Brooklyn, and I guess if she gets enough response, we can link up in BK.
We should reach out to her. I'm reach out to her too.
And maybe we can even like help her to put it together.
Oh yes! Oh yep. Look at
Ayana, we're hitting you up, mama.
Collaboration. Yes. Look at that.
And so yeah, she was in Texas.
Oh
she was
my
in
god,
Pittsburgh.
Such a great idea.
Yeah, so I'm definitely
Jersey.
Yeah, she's been in all over, and it's just been a dope vibe, a dope space. And her boyfriend is her photographer. First of all, her pictures are amazing.
Yes. And they're so adorable.
They are.
And just...
He's like such a...
Supporter.
Yeah. And her images are so good. Like, her pictures are like Vogue-esque.
She's dope.
And she's a life coach.
Mm-hmm. And she... You know what? So, when we met her at this Power Brunch, like, you know, we're fortunate that we got the opportunity to meet her. Like, literally meet her in person. But her... How she, like, curates... And I'm sure this is what she does with the Authentic Combos. Mm-hmm. But just how she curates the dialogue, it's just so interesting because it's very personal. You know, I really love how she was able to speak to the attendees or the panelists beforehand and get some insight into who they were. Like, they had, like, one-on-one conversations.
She does it, like, in a journalistic approach.
Yeah, she's so personal.
She looks and digs. And she'll bring up something, like, you know, not anything bad, but just, like, you feel like, wow, she took the time to get to know who I am, to ask questions that, like, because my thing is, like, if you can find the answer on Google, like, you should be asking things that people actually want to know.
Yeah, because we can all read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, well, that's the hope.
You're right. That would be an issue if you can. But Ayana is an amazing soul. Like, she just brings this good energy.
Yes.
And, like, she creates this vibe because she did it at the event we went to. And just looking at her page, her captions...
And just like, put it like this. She's definitely, in my opinion, I won't speak for Delilah, but she's definitely the type of person where if you go in a room with her, you're bound to leave feeling inspired. You're bound to leave feeling like you probably weren't sure what you went to. Like, it didn't feel like your typical event. It just felt like she just brought you into the space, and that was what it was, you know?
Because although she's hosting or not, like, she's inviting you to be a part of the conversation.
It doesn't feel like she's a host. It feels like she's just a girl who just wants to get to know you.
Yeah.
And the panelists. She's one of everybody.
I agree. So she's a total obsessed with.
Hashtag obsessed with.
And I love her hair.
Love her hair.
Her hair is like her brand. Like,
love
first of all,
her hair.
She is like the presence of when someone walks into a room and like you look like you...
She's very regal.
Yeah, she's tall. Her presence is strong. And, like, her hair just makes a statement all by itself.
Yes.
So, Ayana,
she's dope.
We love what you do. And
we're going to be hitting you up.
Yes, because we're coming to Brooklyn.
Yes. So, on that note, we want to talk about, on Let's Talk About It, we have a really good question. And we want to talk about Let me give some background. This question came up at the event I went to today, and just in case I didn't mention the name, the event I went to was a fireside chat with Career Contessa and 6 Degree Society. And it was at Rebecca Minkoff in Soho. But anyway, the question came up, how do you define success? And I just, you know, me and Delilah were just kind of talking about it because it's a hard question. It's a really hard question. You know, I think, and this is also some things that some of the attendees have said at the event as well. You know, when you were growing up, you probably defined success as I need a house, I need a husband, I want 2.5 kids, pick a white fence, you know, the whole nine. Depending on where you grew up, I want to be a lawyer, I'm going to go to law school, I'm going to be a doctor. Like, these are the things that you're like, I'm successful, right? Mm-hmm. Going back to what we first said in the beginning of this podcast, things are changing. You know, my entire Rolodex is filled with a lot of entrepreneurs. So, like, you know, success has taken on a different shape for a lot of different people.
Absolutely.
So we're just going to kind of put the question out there. And obviously, we want you guys to definitely email us or chime in on Instagram. Maybe we could do, like, an Instagram thing and, like, have people tell us. But, Delilah, how do you define success?
For me, success is about making a difference. Like, and I think I mentioned this maybe in one of the podcasts, I don't know, like, or in passing. At one point, I was really disappointed with, like, a PR career, because it can be very vain, right? PR can be like, ooh, look at me. You know, even though it's coming from an organic standpoint, it's, like, very easy to fall into the trap of, like, it's just beauty and glamour. It's like, what am I putting back into the world? Right. And this is why, for me, beauty and skincare, it runs really deep, because the messaging that could be created around that, and making, you know, women feel beautiful across the board, or just things that have, like, a real purpose behind them. So whatever it is that I'm doing, whatever it is I'm a part of, I feel like what makes it successful to me is that the message is gonna hit home with, like, you know, people that, you know, not like, the message is gonna hit home for people that it matters to,
yeah,
you know, or that I'm doing something for, like, the good of everyone. So for me, that is what success. Yes, the accolades are great. Yes, I want to ultimately receive awards from, like, best advertising,
yes,
or whatever. Like, all of that is gonna come. But I feel like once you strip the awards away, if there's nothing that you could leave behind that, like, stays
if
with
there's
people,
nothing concrete,
yeah, like, you know, that people after that event or after that situation are not talking about or remembering, or keeping in the back of their mind how they felt because of it. Like, I constantly bring up the Dove campaign,
yeah,
and how they try to make curly girls feel inclusive, or, like, you know,
like, what's your takeaway, you know, like, when
what's the takeaway?
Yeah,
like, I want to make sure that I'm leaving a takeaway.
Yes.
For me, if even when you have a conversation with me, or I, like, I can honestly say the three girls that I met today, if they were to speak about me to the another person they met,
yes,
like, I feel like it would be on a great note.
I do too.
Because I intend to leave a space better than how I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be great already, but I'm adding more to that greatness.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's where success begins. And then everything else would just fall into place.
And I also want to add for you, like, You come from a place of passion, you know, and a lot, and everything that you do. So the way you talk, the way you put yourself out there. And I think that's what definitely helps people have a good takeaway, because come from that place. So everything that you're doing also comes from that place, you know.
Yep. And to the people, like, some people may be overbearing or, like, a lot, like, because I just have so many ideas or so many things I want to do. And I know when I have to, like, chill and be like, wait, let's,
and, like, pull, reel it back in.
Yeah, like, let's put these ideas on the side and focus on this, and then go to the next thing and respect the process. It's like,
it's a process.
It's a process.
I'm
respecting it, and don't rush the process. And, like, the lady in your event,
trust
the journey.
The process. Gotta
don't
trust
always
the process.
Try to get to the end of the journey.
Yeah, because what fun is that? What fun is that? And two, we'll always have a journey, right? Because the minute we get to the end of it, now we have to start a new one, because we're always going to want something more. So that was good. So
I hope that you guys are thinking about what success means to you, and that you identify if what your meaning of success is, what you're doing on your day-to-day, if it aligns. And if it doesn't, make those shifts.
So, yes. And 2 points. So, going back to what you just said, that someone did say something like that in the event too. Like, you have to be very clear on what your passion is and understanding that if you are not in a job that you do not like, or if you are not, basically knowing that you can be, your job is not success. Like, you don't have to count your job as success. Like, if you are not happy in your job, it doesn't mean that you're not successful in life. It doesn't mean any of that. Like, being very clear on what success means to you is really important. You know, because some people define themselves like, God, if I'm failing at this job, or if I'm doing this, this is not right. Or, you know, and it's just, that's not what that means. You know what I mean? So I think that that's a good thing. Like, you need to be very clear on that. I would say for me that success for me is, I want to do better about being in the moment. I think ultimately that would be success for me, being able to live in the moment and trusting the process. At the current, as it stands now, I do trust the process. I mean, I act like I trust the process all the time, but I try to trust the process. But I'm very much that girl, like, what's next? What's next? You know? And I really want to, like, take a step back a lot. And I'm fortunate to have people in my life who help me do that and really, really be in the moment. Because when you really sit back and look at it, I am successful. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things happening that I love and that this probably would have happened anyway. You know, like, this is, like, there's
everything
no,
it's supposed to, lead yeah, it's you supposed where to you happen. Right,
like,
now.
Yeah, like, I don't have my penthouse yet. You know, that's going to happen. But either which way, the fact that, like, I'm just putting myself out there, and the same thing like Delilah says, like, I want to leave a legacy of what can people take away from this. Mm-hmm. And who am I impacting? And it could be one person. It could be 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. If I can impact one person, like today, I would say you impacted 3 people in your conversation. Mm-hmm. I would say today I impacted 1 girl because at this event, we were talking about, like, how she wants to be, you know, she's creative, she wants to be an entrepreneur and all this stuff, but she's, like, in that fear zone. We all be there and get there. But, you know, I was just trying to tell her, like, don't spend so much time thinking about the process before you actually start the process. The process. I know. But, and she was just like, and I was like, you know, because at the end of the day, and she was like, yeah, I know, because I want to do XYZ, but, you know, the market is so saturated. And I was like, so the market's saturated for everything, right? But you have to remember,
everything already exists by now.
Everything already exists. And my biggest thing with people, and also for us, we tell ourselves this all the time, is that, yes, the story you want to tell, it could probably already be told. But no one's going to tell it the way you tell it. You know, this is your story. This is your journey. This is what's happening to you. And you have to be confident in that and put that out there, you know. Well, regardless if you feel like there are 80 other stories that are similar to yours, none is your story. So this is kind of what I told her today. And she was just like, oh, my God. Like, she's like, you're so right. She's like, you know, I feel like I needed that. I needed to hear that. And I was like, I'm here. I'm here for you. You know, like, that's real, you know. So that's kind of what success means to me, or what I want it to mean. And I really want you guys to be clear on what success means to you, because it's really important.
Yep. Journal it. Just think about it. And the definition today could be different from the definition of it a year.
Shit, back. A week. A week from today.
Right.
Last year, next year, you're right. Mm-hmm. It so can. And that's okay, though. Like, I think that
don't
we're so caught up
things.
In, like,
don't be, like, so, like, marriage to things.
I know. Like, sometimes you thoughts. Gotta get divorced. You gotta divorce your thoughts.
I like that.
Okay, that's a one-liner. All right, sure. Well,
on that note, peace out.
Bye.